left, left, right, left, left, right, left, left, right, left, left, right, left.
Good evening, you're listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music, all in this big squidgy hour of stuff brought to you by myself, Nigel. And tonight I'm basically going to pile through lots of stuff. Not all of it's going to be brand new. I haven't got loads of new stuff ready to play for you. I thought, I know, I'll just go for more. Not cutting edge, not really old stuff, but just, you know, classic stuff, the stuff I'm listening to and things like that. So I started there with Nitzreb with Once You Say from Industrial Complex, and I'm going to continue with some Rammstein.
Morgen soll denn die Reise gehen. Ich seh im Spiegel dein Gesicht. Du liebst mich, denn ich lieb dich nicht.
Sure. Yep. Starting to roll.
That was the absolutely awesome Psionotic with Transhuman 2.0 from the same titled album. That is just stonking, that track. And it seemed to be catching me out. It just didn't want to end. It just kept going and going and pounding away. That was just great. Looking forward to seeing them if they ever get over to the UK. They are just going to, I don't know, tear places down. It's going to be awesome. Before that, we had KCG with 6 Foot Below from Dirty Bomb. That's KCG is basically Dean Garcia and a couple of members of KMFDM. And Dean Garcia does as he usually does and kind of makes most people sound like Curve, which isn't a bad thing. I think it's quite awesome. And making KMFDM sound quite like Curve is also very good. So a stomping track there. And before that, we had Rammstein with Ich Tu Dir Weh from Libis für Alada. I believe I pronounced that correct. I have no idea, though. All stomping good tracks. Now, later on in the show, in a little bit, in fact, somewhere about halfway through the show, I guess, like usual, I'll run down the gigs and club nights going on in the local area. There's a few things coming up quite soon, which is good. And also, gigs, club nights, and a bit of news. Yeah, there's a little bit of news as well. Stuff worthy of mention, but I'll leave that till after a couple more tracks. So I'm going to continue now with some Ice Interlock.
We'll be right back. Yeah.
That was XP8 with One True God from Drop the Mask. Now, XP8 are one of those bands that when I first heard them, I thought, surely I've heard the name around this much, so they must be really very good. And they just didn't grab me the first time I heard them. But since I've heard them more and more, than the most recent album especially, they've just got better and better, and they're a great band to check out. Certainly the latest album, Drop the Mask, well worth getting your hands on. So yeah, XP8, great stuff. And before that we had Ice and Tiller with Prayer New. That was the Sebastian Arcomal mix from the Prayer New CD single. Now, as I promised, it's worth running down the gigs, clubs and news and stuff. I'm going to start with the news. Basically, the biggest news this week is Trent Reznor has, well, we all know he's finished the Nine Inch Nails stuff. He's said he's not going to continue that anymore. So it's quite interesting to see that his next project appears to be making the rounds on the internet. Now, he mentioned on his Twitter, which is twitter.com/Trent_Reznor. If you go there, you'll find a link taking you to a preview of his new project, which is called How to Destroy Angels, with a release called A Drowning. And there's a little video clip with basically it's like a YouTube clip of this one track, which is absolutely awesome. This new project involves his wife Marie Queen Mandique, and is not exactly what you'd expect from Nine Inch Nails, but this isn't Nine Inch Nails. This is his next project. This is something else, and it is what you'd expect from Trent. It's very well done. It's very well produced and well worth a listen. If you like his other stuff and anything he might have been involved in, well worth following that link and checking it out. Also, news-wise, Atari Teenage Riot, they've released a new track. In fact, I think it's about to be released in a... when it gets released is the point you can buy it on a single and physical media. But what they're doing is giving the title track away for free. So if you go to www.atari-teenage-riot.com and navigate through their flash messy website, you'll find a free download of the track called Activate, which is their latest track, which is well worth checking out. If you're an Atari Teenage Riot fan, go there and check that out. If you're a fan, you've probably checked it out already. But if not, if you're a bit on the fence, go and check that out. It's a free download. It's not going to cost you anything. So you get to check out the band for free. Now, running down the gigs and clubs, we have coming up tomorrow, this Friday, Friday Flock Live at the Subculture in Leeds. Now, this was meant to have Grooving in Green plus Luxury Stranger. Unfortunately, due to ash clouds and illness and just fate was against it, Grooving in Green have had to cancel. So as a replacement, we've got Rome Burns. So that's Rome Burns supported by Luxury Stranger. Doors are 7:30 p.m, first band at 8, club, the normal Friday Flock club night from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. £4 gets you into the gig, which includes entry to the club night. So that's more information can be found at fridayflock.net. On Saturday, there is Action Direct. I think it's Saturday. I've got written down Saturday the 9th of May, but that can't be right because Saturday is the 8th of May and Sunday's the 9th. I think it must be Saturday the 8th. Well worth going online and checking that out. As with all the gigs, clubs and events I tell you about, it's always worth double-checking on the internet or with the promoters. Just double-check because things actually do change since I read them out and before the gig happens. Things change. Bands have to cancel. It's a shame, but it's a fact. But it's well worth double-checking. This is just kind of a heads-up in case you're interested. But yeah, Action Direct plus Flesh Eating Foundation plus John Merrick's Remains at the Royal Park Cellars in Leeds. This is doors 8 p.m, £3 on the door, and more information from www.actiondirect.co.uk. The following weekend, Saturday the 15th of May, is Screaming Banshee Aircrew and In Isolation playing the library in Leeds. Now, this is billed as a pre-Wendy House gig. I don't think it's connected to the Wendy House, definitely, but it's kind of got in association with written all over the flyers. So the doors are 7 p.m. and the first band's 8, which, with a couple of bands, that gives you plenty of time to get to the Wendy House afterwards. And the wristband you get from this gig will give you a £1 discount on that night's Wendy House. That gig is £5 entry, and I think if you check Facebook, I think that's where I got the details of that gig from. So go to Facebook and search for Scream Banshee Aircrew and you should find the details of that gig. So, as I said, it's also the Wendy House Saturday. So this is the Wendy House's 12th birthday bash. Can you believe it's been going that long? If you've been to some of the older ones, maybe. I remember kicking my heels around there before it was 3, which makes me feel kind of old. But it's a lot of fun and it's a long-running club night for the for a very good reason, that it's a very good club night. Now, this is held at Leeds Uni Student Union, and it runs from 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. It's £5 on the door. It's got two rooms. It's got the big room of kind of rock, goth, cheese, metal, everything going on in the main room. And it's got the smaller Mutate room, which is harder dance electronic stuff. So get yourself along there if you like either of those two genres. Even though they're incredibly woolly genres, the way I've just explained them, but they're a lot of fun anyway. More information about that can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Now, if you like your electronic music, which you probably do if you're listening to this show, there's a new event. I don't know if it's a one-off. I don't know any details about it, apart from what I'm about to just read out to you. Now, on Friday the 21st of May, there is something called Beats, a night called Beats, and it's being held at the Subculture in Leeds. This is covering all electronica bases, so everything that's vaguely electronica, so the kind of industrial electronic, the IDM, the synth poppy stuff, all kinds of electronic stuff that you can think of, basically. That runs from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. £3 on the door before 10, £4 after. There's a Facebook event for it, and I believe Jamie from ESA is one of the guest DJs that night, so that should be a lot of fun. Well worth getting yourself down to that if you like your electronic-ness. Also, on Saturday the 29th of May, that's pretty much all of May wrapped up, but I'll just cover you all of May just so you know what's going on this coming month. Carpe Noctum returns at the Zoo Bar in Bradford. This is celebrated its return with a live gig from Rhombus and the Volatile Gentlemen. So the support band are going to start on stage at 9 p.m, main band about 10, and the club night will continue to run afterwards until 3 a.m. I believe it's £3 on the door to get in, and more information at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. Now, it's worth mentioning that the Thursday nights at the Zubar, the Bad Moon Rising night, having a delayed start. They're shifting themselves a little. I think they're going to start around 9-ish and run till about 1. So if you're going to go to the Thursday nights, the weekly free entry goth in Bradford Thursday nights, do bear in mind it doesn't start at 7 anymore. It starts about 9. So more information at gothupnorth.co.uk for that as well. Well worth getting along to all of those. So that's loads of stuff. But I'm sure you're fed up of me wittering on now. So I'm going to continue with some, I'm not sure how to describe it. It's the Memmaker remix of Shake the Sleep by Void. So decide yourself. We'll be right back. Was the absolutely awesome Everything Goes Cold with a track called Ignore. That's from their only album so far, Versus General Failure, that came out a while back, and just awesome stuff from there. I can't help but grinning when I listen to their music. Before that, we had 16 Volt with And I Go from their Best Of compilation, and before that, we had Void with Shake the Sleep. That's the Memmaker remix from the second disc of This Is Not a False Alarm Anymore. All awesome stuff, and I'm not going to natter on too much because I'm running low on time as usual, but I think I'm going to finish this show with a couple of tracks, basically kind of trying to build up the essence of, it doesn't have to be a new track, it's not cutting edge, but it's still a damn good quality track, and sod it, I'm going to play it. And with announcing in the news section that Nine Inch Nails, Trent Reznor has moved on to his next project, I thought it was only fitting to play one of his old tracks. And this is Into the Void from The Fragile.
myself, but myself keeps slipping.
Nine Inch Nails are absolutely awesome stuff, as always. I think that band has been an inspiration to a lot of people to either get involved in music or DJing or something, or just, I don't know, there's something about the quality of Nine Inch Nails. So it's good to see Trent Reznor coming up with more stuff, even if it's not under that particular guise. Anyway, that's all the time I've got for this show tonight. I'm going to be back in a fortnight's time, like usual, bringing you, I don't know what I'll be bringing you, I'll work that out in a fortnight's time, but it'll be similar along these lines. It'll be goth industrial alternative, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you'll tune in a couple of weeks' time. I'm going to leave you tonight with another top-quality sounding band, but not particularly new in any way, shape or form. This is Curve with Chinese Burn.
She's ready.